Clothing the Naked, Reading 4. Nakedness, which is from evil and the loss of good. Again, the word of Yehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, Thus says the Lord Yehovah unto Jerusalem. And as for thy birth, in the day thou wast born, thine umbilical cord was not cut off, neither wast thou bathed with water at my looking. Salted thou wast not salted, swaddling thou wast not swaddled. And I passed by thee, and saw thee trodden down in thine own blood, and thou wast naked and with nakedness. And I passed by thee, and saw thee, and behold, thy time was the time of loves, and I spread my wing over thee, and covered thy nakedness. And I promised to thee, and came into a covenant with thee, says the Lord Yehovah, and thou becamest mine. And I bathed thee with water, and I rinsed thy bloods from on thee, and I anointed thee with oil, and I clothed thee with embroidery, and I bound thee up with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. And thou didst trust in thine own beauty, and didst commit harlotry on account of thy name, and didst spill out thy harlotries on all passing by for him to have. And from thy garments thou didst take, and madest thy high places spotted, and didst commit harlotry on them. And with all thine abominations and thy harlotries thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou wast naked and with nakedness, and wast trodden down in thy blood. Wherefore, O harlot, hear the word of Yehovah. Thus says the Lord Yehovah, because thy bronze was spilt out, and thy nakedness revealed by thy harlotries with thy lovers, and with all the idols of thine abominations, and by the bloods of thy sons, which thou didst give to them, I will even give thee into their hand, and they shall break down thine arch, and shall tear down thy high places, and they shall strip thee of thy garments, and shall take the vessels of thine adornment, and leave thee naked and with nakedness. Ezekiel 16. Arcana Celestia 9960. With respect to nakedness, it derives its signification from the parts of the body which appear naked, just as garments derive their signification from the body which they clothe. When nakedness has reference to the head, which is baldness, it signifies the loss of the intelligence of truth and the wisdom of good. When it has reference to the whole body, it signifies the loss of the truths of faith. But when it has reference to the loins and the genitals, it signifies the loss of the good of love. That when nakedness has reference to the loins and genitals, it signifies the loss of the good of love is evident in Ezekiel chapter 16. Apocalypse Explained 2:40. Jerusalem is here treated of, by which the church in respect to doctrine is meant. And these and many other expressions in the same chapter describe what the church was in its beginning and what it became when it turned away from good and from truth. What the church was when it was established by the Lord, thus what it was in the beginning, is described by these words, When I passed by thee and saw thee, I covered thy nakedness. I washed thee and I clothed thee. To cover the nakedness signifies to remove the evils of the will and the falsities of the understanding. To wash signifies to purify from evils, and to clothe signifies to instruct in truths. But what the church became when it turned away from good and truth is described by what follows. Thou didst trust in thy beauty, signifies intelligence from what is one's own. And that this gave delight. Committing whoredom signifies that thus it was imbued with falsities. This shows what is signified by, Moreover, thy nakedness was revealed through thy whoredoms, namely, that the church, through falsities and falsifications, was deprived of all the understanding of truth. Apocalypse Explained, 195. Here, what the church was when it was first established by the Lord is described. The garments that are mentioned are truths from good. Embroidered work is true knowledge. Fine linen and silk are truths from a celestial source. Then the same church, when perverted, is described by this, that she took of the garments and made for herself high places with divers colors, signifying truths falsified. Questions. This is indeed a very sad story. What can we learn from this story that can help us clothe our neighbor's nakedness? This story shows the contrast between when Jerusalem was young and when she grew older. How might this help us use discrimination in reaching out to help our neighbor? When we consider the beautiful garments the Lord gave to Jerusalem and how she profaned them, what does this mean as to what we offer those who are downtrodden and in the blood of guilt? In the end of the reading, her nakedness is uncovered rather than covered. Why? There are several answers to this question, which relate to how we should help our neighbor when real, deliberate evil is committed.